Good morning, y'all. 94.9 on the Palm on the air. Sloan Spencer with you, bringing the morning dive, joined by phone with someone who's been with us before, but they've got something pretty cool happening now. I'm going to have them introduce themselves and tell you what's going on. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, thank you. Appreciate you being with us. When you were with us last, you told us about this cool project that was in the concept stage at that point. So what's going on?
Yeah, okay. So my name's Chris Bickle, and I'm a local filmmaker here in Columbia, South Carolina. And I think the last time I talked to you, I was talking about the first film that I did, The Theater Girl, and then looking forward to the next film, which we are completing right now as we speak. It's a movie called Bad Girls, and we're in post-production on it, just about to wrap it up.
That is really exciting to have watched from afar the arc of how this works for an independent filmmaker. But give us a quick overview of what Bad Girls is about.
Okay, so Bad Girls is about these three teenage delinquent girls that rob the strip club and sort of go on a national crime spree. They end up kidnapping some rock stars. They're sort of their favorite rock stars. They just sort of get into all kinds of trouble. But they're chased along the way by this very misogynistic FBI agent that sort of not only has it out for them, but I think all women in general. And it just sort of leads to a sort of explosive finale at the end. And it's just really kind of hyper violent and a lot of fun.
This is absolutely my sort of movie. So looking forward to talking more with Chris Bickle about Bad Girls. Y'all are going to want to tune into this one. Stick around. Lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Hey, y'all. Sloan Spencer with you on the Morning Dive at 94.9 The Palm. We're hanging out on the Morning Dive this morning with Chris Bickle, the mastermind behind the upcoming film Bad Girls. So it takes a lot to make a truly independent film like you have done. Kind of walk us through what that looks like.
Well, when you want to do something completely independently, the big thing you come against is the lack of money. Making movies costs a great deal of money. If you look at budgets for, you know, even a low, what's considered a low budget Hollywood film is like $1 million. I don't have $1 million. I don't have, you know, anywhere close to a tenth of $1 million. So what you are doing, you still have to pay people. You still have to pay your crew. You still have to pay actors. You can get away with doing a lot of other things, you know, very cheaply. So part of it is you're trying to raise money, but then the other part of it is you're trying to find ways of doing things creatively and trying to still make an entertaining movie without all of the excess of, you know, CGI or a lot of things blowing up or, you know, what have you. It really causes you to have to be creative in telling a story that's engaging without having a lot to put behind it. I mean, it's amazing how many people are involved in this thing. It, just as far as the people that were actors and crew, it's probably about 100 local people, and a lot of them did end up working for free. You just sort of give people the choice, like, well, I can pay you a bare minimum, or if you want to volunteer your time, that helps. And a lot of people did volunteer their time, and so we're extremely thankful for that. But then aside from all the people that were cast and crew, just a lot of people donated money or locations or props or what have you. Everybody sort of pitched in. It was kind of a Little Rascals, let's put on a show in the backyard sort of thing.
Which, when you see the film, you will see the absolute irony of that statement. So this is my kind of humor, y'all. All righty. Well, let's stick around. We're going to talk more with Chris Bickle about Bad Girls and what happens when a film is in post-production, how you can perhaps be part of that process, help and support the creative arts here in the Midlands. Stick around, y'all. We got lots more music on deck at 94.9 The Palm. Good morning, y'all. Sloan Spencer with you on the Morning Dive at 94.9 The Palm. We're joined by phone this morning with Chris Bickle of the film Bad Girls. This is a truly independent horror film that is coming our way with several hundred folks across the Midlands who have helped make it happen in different ways. And one of the things that has gotten creative in the arts funding community of the last few years are ways of finding crowdfunding to make projects happen. How is this happening for Bad Girls, and how can people get on board?
Well, we do have a crowdfunding campaign set up through Indiegogo, and you can find that if you just Google Bad Girls movie Indiegogo. it'll pull it right up for you. And we have sort of done this, not like a traditional crowdfunding campaign, but really is more of a pre-sale because, you know, the movie is shot. We were lucky we were able to get everything shot right before COVID happened. And so we've been editing ever since the pandemic started. And the movie is practically finished. We still have a few things we're waiting on, like things like the score and some like color grading and things like that. But we are running that campaign to sort of take care of those expenses that have to be done in post-production, and also to take care of the expenses of, say, promotional campaigns or festival entries, because we want to do the film festival circuit and things like that. So that campaign is up, but it is a pre-order campaign. So if you go to the campaign and you order a copy of the movie, you will definitely be getting a copy of the movie. There's no question that it's going to crash and burn. The thing is practically done. So lots of people have pitched in on that, and it's been really overwhelming, the support. Like it's far exceeded our expectations. I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, when a Hollywood movie is produced, they might spend $100 million on making the film, but they'll spend another $50 million just on promoting it. And that's the sort of thing we're having to go up against is how do we compete with Hollywood when, you know, we've made our movie for $16,000 and we're trying to sort of find creative ways to like get it in front of people's eyeballs, because obviously any filmmaker wants an audience to see their film. But I think that this one is as entertaining as, you know, anything that's out there that costs, you know, 100 times what we spent.
Absolutely. So if you want to be part of helping make this film reach wider audiences, go to Indiegogo and just type in Bad Girls Movie and you're going to find it right there. You'll know when you found the right one. Stick around. We're going to be talking more with Chris Bickle in just a moment about the Bad Girls film. Meanwhile, more music on the way at 94.9. The Palm. Good morning, y'all. Sloan Spencer with you on the Morning Dive at 94.9 The Palm. We've been talking this morning about the upcoming film Bad Girls. It's an independent movie filmed here in the Midlands with Chris Bickle's team. So you've talked a bit about how folks can still support this through the Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign. Kind of give us the overview of all of it and what's coming down the road.
Well, we are hoping to have the film completely finished by the end of the year. And then we go about trying to fulfill all of the perks from the campaign, which basically means producing Blu-rays, preparing digital files, and getting that sent out. And hopefully everybody will get that stuff in the early part of next year. We also are looking to try and find a place to premiere the film, but this is a whole COVID-related deal, so we have to see what the world is like in a few months. It'd be nice to be able to show it in a theater, but, you know, there's other alternatives. We could maybe do a drive-in type showing, just anything to keep people safe, but also get people together to have this experience, especially because so many local people worked on it. They want to get together and see, you know, the fruits of their labor.
Absolutely. And that is an important thing. And thankfully, we do have some creative options that are coming our way on gathering safely in different ways. So fingers crossed that the right project comes through or the right location comes through to help the project see broader audiences in that capacity. Once again, if you all want to be part of helping make Bad Girls reach more eyeballs, as you say, how can folks do that?
Go on to Indiegogo and search on Bad Girls Movie and just order a copy of the movie. I think it's really important that people support local art, and, you know, don't just support my art. You know, if there's a local band, you know, buy their album. You know, there's local filmmakers other than me, like buy their movie and support them so that they can keep going. You know, we definitely are going to make another film after this one. I think that all of us involved, myself included, we all learn a little bit each time we do it, and we get a little bit better each time we do it. And we just want to keep going with this and sort of put Columbia, you know, on the filmmaking map, especially for underground independent stuff. I think, you know, there's just so many cool things we can do here that maybe people can't do in other places. We just have access to different things that other people don't have access to. So yeah, just keep supporting it and, you know, let's just keep pushing it and keep going.
Totally agree with you. And I say that about the music community here all the time, is that people in some ways don't realize how great of a resource we have of just living here in the Midlands, that there is a lot of opportunity for creative people to be able to make their art in different ways. And so supporting it really matters across the community. So again, Chris Bickle with the upcoming film Bad Girls. Y'all can definitely support that by getting that pre-order in on Indiegogo. It's super simple to find. It's Bad Girls. Just type Bad Girls Movie. You'll find it there on Indiegogo. So meanwhile, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thanks, Flo.
My pleasure. Thank you for being with us. Stick around, y'all. More music on the way at 94.9 The Palm.